Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's bureaucracy, the root of all evil in government. I say yes. Bureaucrats are unelected officials in jobs that seem to have an authority to regulate, to mandate, to manipulate, to license, to fine, and demand permits from we the people. In 2013, I believe that's the year it was, I took notes, and they're somewhere in this office, Obama's State of the Union address, he asked for more authority so that he could consolidate the bureaucracy. What exactly did that mean? And are we seeing, witnessing the consequences of that now? While I don't recall him being handed more authority, it would seem he took many liberties in his position. In his defense, he isn't the only president who has done this. Leaning to bureaucracy and restricting we the people is the direction we've been going a long time. It's the direction of socialism, deep state government, and police state of the people. Look around you. Look around you. What is it that you see in your community? What is it that you hear or read in the news? The only division we have in government, D.C. right now, is the fight for them to continue to have control over we the people. It's always about big government versus we the people. Always. Obamacare was a pretense of health care, but when you get right down to it, it's insurance. It's forced insurance. It doesn't guarantee you better health care, causing more burdens on we the people. Maybe a very few were helped, but the majority were beaten down by it. The spying, the wiretapping, the getting rich in the boomtown D.C. Yeah, it doesn't take a genius to see how we're being used, abused, and oh my goodness, are we the useful idiots or what? They're everywhere. On the campuses, protesting, rioting, to shut you up in the name of free speech. The women of this nation screaming for equality, standing up and calling themselves nasty, and demanding special treatment. If you want to be equal, you don't have special treatment, special perks, special benefits over everyone else. They want it all. They want to be paid like a man, but they want special benefits that he doesn't get because they're female. Not showing up to work yesterday just proved to me they want anything but equality. At lunch yesterday, I asked the gang, by the way, that was really nice to go to lunch for a change. I asked them, remember what happened when another group didn't show up to work? Bill knew. He answered right away. I said, to prove their worth, they didn't show up to work. Yep, President Reagan fired them all. And a nation was in shock. But many others were given job opportunities that were taken for granted by the special ones. The spying, the intelligent leaks, those who are coming from appointed, not elected officials, that's where they're coming from. Bureaucrats hanging on to their jobs and ideology of big government socialism. That's where those intel, the leaks, and the spying is coming from. Do not be fooled by this. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, he is not one of them. And he's trying to fulfill the campaign promises. But his fight is huge. There is much in the news, lots of noise, lots of chatter. But bear in mind, keep this phrase in your head. Bureaucracy kills liberty. Bureaucracy kills liberty. Now, maybe you have a state job. Maybe you have a federal job, a government job, where it is bureaucrats. You are a bureaucrat if you do that. And I know that we have to have people fill positions. But look how large this government has become. How powerful that they can spy on everybody without being having any respect for persons. They can spy on everyone. So be careful what you email. Be careful what you tweet. Be careful what you text. Because apparently they keep it all somewhere. I don't understand all of that, but apparently that's what happens. I have an article here from the Daily Signal. I have several things that I want to run through today. I want to talk about this deep state, this bureaucracy. The permanent federal bureaucracy leads opposition to the Trump agenda. We could see that. We know that. The Democrats are fighting him. Many of the rhinos are fighting Donald Trump, President Trump. They're going to fight him at every turn. There's not one thing the man can say or do that's going to be correct in their eyes. They cannot let go of the grip of power of socialism. It's not about a free and independent America. It's about socialism. The Democrats will tell you that's what they are. Brag about it. You know, I haven't been hearing much out of Bernie Sanders lately. The leaks from the White House seem to indicate a bureaucratic push against President Donald Trump and his administration. There is a level of paranoia in the White House, but even paranoids can have real concerns. This is coming from Peter Flattery. He's the president of the National Legal of Policy Center, and this is what he said to the Daily Signal. How do you conduct business when you think you're being spied on? With good reason. Good reason to think that. You know, I was thinking about that last night. Sometimes my mind just wanders. If all of your emails, if your texts, all of your communications that are this wireless stuff or cyber stuff is being kept somewhere in some capacity, maybe we ought to go back to writing letters. During the time of the revolution, there were underground newsletters, underground letters and notes, letting others know what was going on, keeping them informed, hiding from the king and his men. Maybe we should go back to that old time of writing letters. Of course, public school system doesn't like to teach you to write letters anymore, I don't believe. You know, got a heading, a body, a signature at the end, signing off. Just a thought. I'd like to hear from you, letters. Don't just send me stuff you want me to read. I am already buried with reading. Encouragement. Maybe a congressman, maybe our president could use a handwritten note. He loves those, I heard. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about bureaucracy today. It kills liberty. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be, we though people, we will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Remember, bureaucracy kills liberty. And what we are fighting right now in this nation is socialism. And bureaucracy is running the people, and the government, the elected officials are piling up the bureaucrats who really have no authority. They really don't. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Arlene from Pennsylvania. Arlene, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
I might be, or I might be a second-time caller.
Okay. So you don't call every week. I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind today?
I just want to tell you something important that I saw in our, we live in a small town, and there was an ad in yesterday's paper, which I think is very important, and I want to get out the word on this.
Okay.
It was an ad paid for supporters of Donald Trump, and I'm a supporter, and I know you are, too.
Yes.
Postcards to President Trump. On March 15th, each of us will mail Donald Trump a postcard that publicly expresses our support to him. And we, in vast numbers from all corners of the world, will overwhelm the man with our support and belief in him. We will show the media and the politicians we are standing with him. And most importantly, we will bury the White House post office with complete support of our president, who we are honored that he is willing to take on this job.
That is an awesome idea. Do you have
one of us? Every supporter writes even a single postcard, and we will put them in the mail on the same day, March 15th. Well, you do the math. Write one postcard, write a dozen, take a picture, and post it on social media.
Absolutely.
But I have the address, and I'd like to, you know, give it
please.
To you now.
Yes, your, please.
All right, it will be President Donald J. Trump, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue North, I guess it would be NW, and then Washington, D.C., 20500.
Okay.
Okay, now it's important to mail the postcards on March 15th. That would be this coming Wednesday.
Yes, that's next Wednesday. So we need to get postcards. You know, it would be great to get one that centers your state or the area that you live in. Like here in Missouri, if you're from the Lake of the Ozarks, just go get a Lake of the Ozarks postcard and send it to him. Let him know it's coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
This would help his morale, too, and show all the media and everybody that, you know, there still are a lot of people that are behind him.
Let me read that address to make sure I wrote it down correctly. President Donald J. Trump, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500.
That is correct.
Absolutely wonderful. Arlene, thank you so much.
And again, it's important, March 15th.
March 15th. Mail them that day. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited. Thank you.
So am I.
All right. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what we need. I'm almost shaking with want to cry. That's what we need is American people coming together. Even if you did not vote for Donald Trump, can you not see what is happening? I know the majority of those out there that are registered Democrats do not believe in socialism. And I know that the majority of Republicans that are registered Republican do not believe in globalism. But we all believe in America. This man and his administration are being beat up by bureaucracy, by elected officials who want to hang on to their power and their wealth. While the rest of you and I go broke. March 15th, send postcards to the president. And we'll talk about that again. I'll give that address again here in a little bit. Obama, President Obama, deploying dozen strong team to keep tabs on the Trump administration. Now, it says it's because he wants to hang on to him, preserve his legacy. It goes much deeper than that. It is they want to hang on to their socialism, their bureaucracy. That's how they're running this nation. We have been robbed of our constitutional republic. Do you understand that? We, the people, have been asleep at the helm. And the ship has run amok. And the rats, the bureaucrats, the elected officials also have taken the lead. And little by little, they are destroying your liberty. One mandate, one regulation, one fine, one permit, one license at a time. There is no doubt in my mind that the Obama people are watching and trying to stop Donald Trump. You don't even need to see that they've been spying. You can see it in Congress. My, oh my. Look what they're doing. They won't even give him his cabinet. We're into March now, and he doesn't have his cabinet in place. 202 224-3121. Tell them to knock it off. You know, that's all we need to say. Knock it off. Get with the president. We're done with the deep state socialism. We're done. I am so excited about these postcards. Arlene, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for letting us know. I had not heard anything about that. And like she said, put it out there. Social media, social media, social media. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to tweet it out. I'm going to put it on Facebook. We have got to do this. Peter Schweitzer, I think that's how you pronounce his name, says the deep state is real. It's a threat to our republic form of government. Well, oh yeah. A republic means you. It means we the people are in charge. Do you feel like you're in charge right now? How powerful is it going to make you feel to send those postcards? Oh my goodness. Can you imagine what the president's going to look like when he sees those come in? Can you imagine what his administration, all those who have an office right there in the White House, they're going to see it. I've been trying to tweet out every now and then, we're standing with you, we're praying for you. And I hope that he sees them. Somebody surely does. I guess they're being kept, you know, by the intel. Well, Peter was on Lou Dobbs the other night, and it was last night, actually, and he was talking, he's the writer of Clinton Cash. And you know, the Clinton Foundation has been closed down. They got out of that. As soon as the election was over, they started closing that down. So much for the charitable foundation, right? He says, well, let me tell you, I would recommend everybody go out and get an academic book published last year called What Washington Gets Wrong. He said, and it's two scholars from John Hopkins University who do a massive survey of senior unelected executives in government, basically the deep state, and ask them a bunch of questions. And as the authors described, the deep state has contemptuous attitudes toward the average American. All right, we're going to go real quick to Harry from Texas. Harry, how are you today?
How are you doing, Beth Ann? God bless you forever. Listen, I just got one thing to say. We're not dealing with socialists. We're dealing with naked communists, Beth Ann.
Well, they're one and the same in my mind. But the Democrat Party calls themselves socialists. But, you know, they were endorsed by the Communist Party. So you're absolutely right, Harry.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. But, you know, years ago, I'm not proud of this, but I was in the early meetings back in the day.
Okay, can you hang on? Because we're headed into a break and we're about to run out of time.
I just want to say one thing. They're communists. God bless you.
All right, thank you.
And they're communists. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Bureaucracy kills liberty. It kills the republic. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Yes, socialism and communism are pretty much one and the same. The Communist Party endorsed Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party. Why do you think that is? For president. Why do you think that is? They are deeply embedded. So you can talk about deep state government if you want to, because that is there. And it's the bureaucracy. It is the bureaucracy. We're being run by unelected people. Manipulated, regulated, mandated, licensed, permitted. Well, if you pay for a permit. Charged fees for this and fees for that. Tax, tax, tax. March 15th. March 15th. Send a postcard to your president. Let him know, America, we the people, stand with him. We stand with him. Not with bureaucracy. Not with socialism. That we are a constitutional republic. You know what? We owe our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids and the future generations an apology for sleeping. It's time to wake up. Time to bring America home. You might put that on there. He wants to make America great, and we want to bring America home back to that constitutional republic. Sir Schweitzer, Peter, who wrote the Clinton Cash book, he says, they think they're far less educated than they actually are. They think they are far from independent than they actually are. They're arrogant, and they believe and say in the surveys if the American people want one thing and they think it's wrong, they're going to push something else. There's a massive disconnect, and the deep state is real, and it's a threat to our republic form of government. They believe they are more educated than us, and they look down on us. We talked about that a little bit yesterday when we had RCAF USA on with us with Bill Bullard. How they've attacked rural America. Look what Hollywood was doing. They don't like us flyover states. But they need us. And they're too arrogant to see that. They need the factory workers. They need the farmers. They need the mechanics and the plumbers. They think you're beneath them. Who do you think's going to be missed if they don't show up for work? Hollywood or the plumber? Hollywood or the farmer? We don't have to have Hollywood. There was a day when we were able to entertain in our little communities. We didn't have to go to Hollywood to be entertained. We don't need them. And they don't seem to realize that. They need us. Well, Michael Hayden, he's offended. He's upset with WikiLeaks. You know, WikiLeaks has sent out some CIA documents and they dumped them down there, and it's proving that the hacking operation is going on. It says here, WikiLeaks release of documents that provide details of alleged CIA hacking operations will be investigated by the federal authorities. Citing several U.S. officials, CNN claims the FBI and the CIA will coordinate their reviews of how WikiLeaks required the documents. Do you see the irony here? That it's just absolutely crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Good morning, ma'am. You were speaking of the Communist Party endorsing Hillary and so, et cetera, and the deep state. Well, one way to that rabbit hole, the sure way to find your way into that rabbit hole is to the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes, absolutely. CFR.
Yeah. Now, my first move, were I Mr. Trump, would be anybody in the State Department or the Mr. Tillerson, anyone in the State Department who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations is fired. Not only just fired, but tried for treason, because they are a member of a group who has expressed its intent to destroy American sovereignty and basically bring about a one-world government.
I don't know if you were a listener back in the day when I worked for Derry Brownfield, and his show was on at the same time that mine is now. And he talked about the New World Order and the global governance. And in order to do that, they have to bring these nations to an equality. Well, they can't bring the third world countries up to the level of the nation such as the United States. So they have to bring the United States down to the third world country level.
Beth, look, they'll never bring them up because they are the ones who have ground their noses into the dirt, and the International Monetary Fund and World Bank has get their foot on their neck. They created all these wars. They stirred up all these wars and got nations fighting against one another for hundreds of years. And then what does the king have to do? I mean, you can't tax people enough so much where he can raise an army and pay for all the big guns, munitions, you know, and look at the resources that it saps. The country winds up in debt.
Let's encourage the listeners, Skits, that don't understand the Council on Foreign Relations to look that up. All you have to do is read just a little bit. It doesn't take much, and you don't have to read very far to understand what they're really after. I appreciate the call, Skits. I've got some other callers holding, okay? Thank you so, so much. We have Peggy from Illinois. Good old Peggy. She doesn't agree with me on much. Peggy, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you are. What's on your mind?
The wiretapping.
Yes?
It's not true, and nobody can prove it yet.
Well, but they do have proof that there's leaking going on. So there is something happening. You will admit that, correct?
No.
Well, even your mainstream media tells you that. So what are you listening to?
I'm watching the other stuff and that, and they've been talking about they haven't found any proof yet.
Haven't found any proof that Russia did it. But they do have proof that there is intel leaking out. That is all over the place. Even with what you're listening to on mainstream media, they're telling you that.
Whatever. I still think
dictator. Well, I know what you think, Peggy.
You know what?
But you have to give me one good reason that you don't like this man. Do you believe in socialism?
No.
Do you believe in independence?
No.
You don't believe in freedom and independence? Do you want somebody else telling you what to do?
I don't care.
But you don't believe in social. Well, you're kind of confusing me here. Because if you don't believe in socialism and you don't believe in a free and independent America, what do you believe in? Oh, Peggy hung up on me again. All right. You know, it just amazes me. The hate without a purpose. The hate without a purpose. You hear what you want to hear. You see what you know what? They say love is blind. Love is blind. So is hate. Hate is really blind. And it's sad. Peggy, send the president a postcard to encourage him on March 15th. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Bureaucracy kills liberty. Do you believe in socialism or freedom and independence? I believe in the Republic. I believe in you. I believe in we the people. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm telling you what, I'm just absolutely floored with the last caller who doesn't believe in socialism and doesn't believe in independence, and I can't figure out what on earth they believe in. I want to get moving here. I've got you know, we talked about the deep state, and just in case you were concerned about Eric Holder, I want you to know he's going to be fine. He's going to be okay. Eric Holder has set to make millions from leading a congressional redistricting effort. He was the attorney general, if you remember, and he made history by becoming the first sitting cabinet member to be held in contempt by Congress. In contempt for charges that were focused around a now infamous government initiative known as Operation Fast and Furious. But he's going to be doing just fine, in case you're concerned. He has a new position. This disgraced former attorney general, now serving as chair of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, is set to make millions in legal fees and ensuing gerrymandering lawsuits. Yeah. That's what's been leading our nation. That's what leads our nation. Look at Schumer. Look at Pelosi. Look at Elizabeth Warren. Look at some of these others. I can't even think of all their names. And look at a few Republicans, too. John McCain, Lindsey Graham. Not so sure about Ryan Paul. Paul Ryan. Him and Rand Paul are at it. I was going to talk about that a little bit, but we're about to run out of time. We're in the final segment of today's show. If you want to call, you better make it pretty quick at 877-895-5410. We're talking about bureaucracy that kills liberty. Pepsi is going to lay off 80 to 100 people And it blames the soda tax. And this is in Philadelphia. With sales slumping because of the new Philadelphia sweetened beverage tax, Pepsi said Wednesday that it will be laying off 80 to 100 workers at their distribution plants that serve the city. The company, which employs 423 people in the city, sent out notices last Wednesday, or yesterday, no, it was a week ago, that layoffs would be spread over the next few months. The Democrat Party, the socialist communist way, remember the idiots, the useful idiots? You got to keep them poor. So they really don't want you working for a living. And they do want to control what you eat and what you drink. Now, I have an article here, and it's actually an Australian teacher. But if you remember the lunch programs that Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, went after the lunch programs in the public schools and brought it down to such a calorie level that the teenage boys couldn't handle it, especially them big boys playing football. They couldn't handle it. They have to have more food than that. A growing teenager, a growing child has to have protein, and yes, they have to have fat in their system. They have to have that in their diet. And they burn calories just sitting there because their cells are reproducing and they're growing. That's why they're, you know, they can wake up one morning and all of a sudden their pants don't fit anymore. Well, this Australian teacher, they've got a list of things that you can't put in the child's lunch. Cake being one of them. They cannot have cake. In Australia, a mom sent her three-year-old to kindergarten. How do you go to three-year-old kindergarten? I guess that's in Australia. With a slice of chocolate cake in the lunch bag. Unfortunately, a slice of this kind falls within the school's red food category, which encompasses unhealthy foods that may contain excess energy, saturated fat, added sugar, and added salt. And the list includes sodas and deep-fried foods and is part of a full set of nutritional guidelines that all schools follow down under. So they haven't maybe got that far here in the United States, I don't know. But this is bureaucracy. Not only are they going to regulate the calories and the intake of your children as they provide them, you can't even send a school lunch to with your child with what you think they should have. When are the people of this world, Australia and the United States, going to get sick and tired of being told what to eat, what to drink, and this and that? If you're still listening, Peggy, that's socialism, that's communism, that's bureaucracy. To be free and independent means you're in charge of what you eat and what you drink. It means you're in charge of when you get up and when you go to bed. You're in charge of what time you think you should go to the grocery store and which grocery store you want to go to. That's a free and independent America. If you want to use extra water when you take a bath, then you can do that. But with the EPA and the bureaucracy, they're going to fine you for that and fine you for this. We have Dennis Ball on the line. Real quick, Dennis, how are you today?
Very good, Beth Ann. Thank you. I'll be quick about this. This is an announcement. There was an indictment coming out of Nevada yesterday on a for-profit guardian. Over 200 counts. Her name is April Parks. They arrested her in Pennsylvania. Her husband, the lawyer that represented her in Nevada, and her business partner in Indiana. This is a crack in the dam. More is coming. My mother was a victim of probate abuse. These nursing homes have become the new Auschwitz.
Okay.
And the families, estates, and property are being absconded with, and the families are being separated from their loved ones.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dennis.
You bet. Ha-ha.
Now, on another note that's a little kind of on good news, we're just about out of time. I had a couple of things that I thought were semi-good news. NOAA, their budgets are going to be cut. And guess what? It says it might starve climate change research. You know, all the money that goes to these scientists and these schools that come up with the evidence that proves climate change, they're receiving government money, socialist money, your money, to keep that going. So I put this down as a happy face for the last segment. If this happens, that'll be wonderful. That'll be absolutely wonderful. We mentioned yesterday as we were, as I was giving the monologue about some of the Hollywood people that are telling you what you need to do to fight climate change as they jet set around the globe. But tell you, you need to turn your furnaces down and you need to carpool. You need to cut back. But they're exempt from that because they're special. They're special. They need us. We don't need them. Bureaucracy kills liberty. A free republic is what'll make this nation great again. And it is the republic, we the people, that'll bring America home. Send those postcards on March 15th to the president. We'll talk about that again tomorrow. Don't let me forget, because it's going to be a part of bringing America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 8.